Hey guys, Will Durst here to say congratulations to the Republicans for making the transition from party-wide disgust to near-unanimous endorsement of their choice of an actual gorilla as presidential nominee. And it seems to have gone down with very few chiropractic adjustments, considering the tortuous undulations required. These kind of convoluted contortions would make a carnival sideshow barker fall madly in love. One can only hope that our U.S. women's gymnastics team is half this limber. It was the way the GOP made its seamless evolution that was inspiring. From uninterested to thoroughly immersed in under a week, it sounded a little like this. Yes, we are aware that the choice of a gorilla as a presidential candidate is a tad unusual, but we think he's a game changer. We're confident that we have a mammal that can learn to reflect the values of the GOP. Yes, initially we were inclined against the gorilla, but we're won over by his cogent arguments and ability to knock dinner plate-sized holes in the walls with his fist. And yes, it may have been we party leaders who mentioned it was a dangerous precedent when he tore off the limbs of his remaining competitors. But we're looking forward to when he does the same thing to the candidate of the Democratic Party. He is our nominee, and although we've had differences in the past, it's high time this party comes together and supports the gorilla. He may be prone to throw feces at the media, but we think the sense of strength he projects and the leadership qualities he exhibits make up for a little mayhem. We've had statesmen before. Maybe now it's time we try an ape. And should the situation not proceed in our favor, we're keeping our eyes on a very attractive group of potential candidates for 2020 that includes 3 rattlesnakes, a rabid hyena, and a whole herd of poisonous bump-nosed lizards. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.